Okay, I can see myself. We're going to go ahead and get going. Now the roll call, please.
Burt?
Present.
Hathaway?
Yes.
Ormsby?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Rafferty?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Wetlands. Here. Okay. We had minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of the minutes from the June 19th meeting as submitted.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from June 19th, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. The minutes are approved. Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for today, July 17th, 2019. We are a recommending body appointed by the City Council and the Mayor to review various matters of zoning and land use and such. And I see a number of folks in the audience tonight. And if you have a particular interest in a case and would like to give us some feedback, there's a podium to my right and to your left back there that we would love to hear your comment. And I will ask for comments from the audience at the appropriate time. So with that, we will begin. Greg?
Mr. Chairman, our first case tonight involves this area coming up here in Criswell. It's already been preliminarily platted, and this area is intended to be proposed as a final plat of Century Heights 23rd edition. This is the Century Heights Phase 4, and the area outlined in purple essentially shows 42 lots of 80 of the preliminary plat that are intended to be a portion of what is the final plat for the 23rd edition. There's also this outlot A here, which is intended for stormwater storage. You have Megan Avenue right here going into Tucker Trail. Then you have Mildred Lane, and then you have Woody Creek Lane, and this is eventually going to be one that will connect down to the Old Hunter Woods additions as a street that is going through. Staff, in reviewing this proposal, would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. John, anything new since publication?
No, sir.
Okay, great. Questions and comments from the commission, please. I have one, Greg, and it's more mechanical than it is site planner per se. The name change of the road, Tucker Trail, Megan Avenue, how do you know when you've changed from one to the other?
Right here, I think, is where we're going to draw that. When I do the addressing, typically what I'll do is I'll try to find a break point, and this Mildred Lane coming down between lots 25 and 26 would make the most sense. It's easier for the people in the sign shop to put a sign right where that break is and have that designation. We try to find something like that.
Okay.
In order to complete that. If we don't, then we try to look for maybe like a radius or something of this nature, a diagonal. But in this case, we've got a street close by.
Some way you can go along and you'll know all of a sudden the street name changed. Okay. And then on the background information and facts, we were talking about 82 lots, 80 lots, and then 42 lots, but we're talking about half the original area we were originally contemplating.
Pretty much.
Right? Okay. And so is it anticipated then that the southern half of this will come in later on then?
Yeah.
Okay. Others on the commission? Okay. Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Yes, sir. Well, we got two. The fellow that stood up first, if you go back to the podium and state your name and give us your feedback, we'd love to hear it. And the young lady, too.
Good evening. My name is Nick Garwick. I'm here with my wife, Angela. We're residents of Hess Court, so the cul-de-sac immediately to the west on that map. We're here to voice concerns over a portion of this development, and we would like to request a postponement of the decision on final approval of the plat in order to meet with the developer.
Okay, that's not something I can just grant standing here, but can you tell us what the basis is for wanting to postpone?
Sure. A few different things. this spring especially, there's been a significant increase in the amount of water coming down Pigeon Creek. Last week, there was somewhat of a flash flood where the creek went completely out of both sides of the embankment and the property to the south, significantly into their yard. Other neighbors will be here shortly with discuss as well issues, but so that's one issue we have, is what's the impact it's going to have on the increased water runoff and the erosion. My layperson understanding would be that more concrete equals more runoff. So today we're talking about the approval of half of this development. I think you said 82 homes or something like that, a significant amount. To the north, there's development going on. So anticipate a significant amount of change in the amount of runoff to go down Pigeon Creek there. So that's one question. We've gotten notices from the city about this development going back to last year. At one point, was told that there wasn't going to be development along the west embankment of Pigeon Creek, which is what our backyards will be seeing. Those plans changed to now there is several lots and an outlot to be developed. At one point it was going to be zoned R1, and now it's being zoned R2. We have concerns about the impact this development will have on the value of a property, the quality and nature of our neighborhood. Just the development itself will be a significant disruption. And being that we haven't, we've received these notices from the city, but we haven't had any discussions with the developer. It's been our first opportunity to speak here tonight, and we just don't know what's going to happen here to our neighborhood. Would like to have a discussion to see what's going to happen and possibly see if there's any influence we can have over our specific interests regarding, you know, the value of our land, the quality and nature of our neighborhood, and the quiet use and enjoyment of our property. Okay. I've had the opportunity to speak with some of my neighbors due to the notice, timing, and people being out of town. Not everybody can be here today that has, you know, concerns about this as well. So the request is that we, it's my understanding that if the final approval is given on the plat tonight, that essentially any chance to have an impact on the development will have passed. And so we're here to ask that we can preserve the chance to have, you know, our voice heard, and tell everybody that's concerned about this, all the other homeowners have had a chance to have their voices heard as well.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Chris, can you just address the last chance? We're a recommending body, but I'll let Chris, our city attorney, give you a perspective on the process per se.
Right, I mean, I think Roy said it. This is the Planning and Zoning Commission is a recommending body to the City Council. The City Council would make the final decision as to the approval of this final plat. So there would be an opportunity between now and when it goes to City Council for those discussions to take place. You know, this is a quasi-judicial decision of whether this plat meets the city code. So certainly there are issues that you can discuss with the developer between now and then, but really this is a there are certain issues with stormwater runoff that Brian has looked at, and so I guess to the first point, there would be an opportunity for you to discuss with the developer, but secondly, this is prior to City Council final decision. This is just a recommendation, but you know, these issues are, for the most part, does this meet the city code? And our staff report indicates that it does.
Okay. It was my understanding that if this plat came out of planning and zoning with full approval that at the next city council meeting it would be approved without discussion. So that is the concern that you know we'd have tonight. So there will be ample opportunity to discuss exactly the details of this. Okay.
That's right.
Are there multiple readings typically?
There'd just be one reading.
Just one reading for this.
For this. But there would be an opportunity for it's three. We actually have an extra week for those discussions. Typically, it's every 2 weeks. We had a council meeting last night, but actually, it happens to be that we have 3 weeks until the next city council meeting. So there would be time for discussion.
Okay, and that so the time frame is the next council meeting.
That's
would
right.
Be when this is brought up again.
Yep.
Okay.
Nick, may I just ask a question? Have you reached out to the developer?
No.
Okay, so it's not a matter of.
No. Like it's we're at sort of stage one from our perspective. Although I do understand it's been moving through planning and zoning for some time.
Well, I'm sure it sounds to me like you're seeking information.
To understand sort of. What's going to happen?
I'm sure they'll be very forthcoming with information about the development.
Okay.
And Brian, can you address too from your review standpoint? Because we'll
just
hear
to
from
address,
staff.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. And just to address the stormwater issue, there are a number of detention ponds that will be put in place as part of this development. I know you're concerned about the impact of Pigeon Creek, but similar to the detention pond, I think you can see it on lot 2324 off of Hess Court there. There'll be one in the Outlot A area as part of this initial development. So, and that addresses the stormwater, the additional impervious area that you're referencing, and trying to slow that water down prior to hitting Pigeon Creek there.
One question on that note. So Outlot A, it's my understanding, is the only outlot for this development. Is all the water going to be running from east to west into that outlot?
Actually, it will hit a number of those detention areas, and we will be working with the developer on that to make sure that it happens during the initial grading process so that all those detention areas are available for use.
Just from my experience, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to find that often when there is a new development, it actually tends to alleviate water issues that were currently in place before. So a lot of times you'll see that it actually helps resolve an issue that may not have been resolved otherwise.
Gotcha. So, thank you.
Something good.
Okay, thanks. Is the developer here? Any direct feedback on any of the comments or questions that have been raised so far?
I guess I'm not sure we've done everything. I guess since as we've got for the full.
Can you go over to the mic so we pick you up?
Ryan Fick with Mel Foster Company. In regards to the stormwater and the detention, I think ultimately we're going to end up having three outlots for that, and that's all done based upon the engineering requirements from the city. So I guess from that point, I think you guys already addressed that. I'm not sure how this would negatively affect their value. This is our 23rd edition of Century Heights. We've owned this land for quite a while, and we've just slowly moved east on this, so it's just time to develop this land. So I'm not sure on that part, but I think all of the other points I think you guys addressed.
And you would be accessible for a meeting with the owners?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Good evening, I'm Craig Mikey. I own lot 5 off Pigeon Creek Road, and there's two lots, 4 and 5, which are on the northwest corner of that subdivision. I guess my two questions, the retention pond, detention pond, is that going to be like a bioswale, or is that just going to be a low area that just holds water and lets it go down through a pipe to the creek?
I'm not sure.
Because the city made us put in a detention pond at the bottom of our property, Daryl and Sharon Yossi and myself, and it doesn't work the greatest, and it sits full of water most of the time. Of course, we've had a lot of rain, so I guess that would be a concern of mine, how they're going to control that water coming off of that lot, because we get a lot of water coming down, and it comes across my lot into the detention pond. The other question is the sewer. Where are you picking that up at?
That'd be along Pigeon Creek as well. There's a large interceptor that runs north to south, the same one that the people on the other side of the creek would have tied into.
Okay, so there is a manhole there, and it's on my property, so I'm assuming that across the creek.
It'll be south of there.
South of that.
Yeah, there's another structure south of there that they'll be tying into. You're north of there.
Okay, so it doesn't tie into the one on my property then?
It does not.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Greg. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Just another question about that outlot, and it ties into what Craig was saying, is on the retention pond that's in his lot is actually part of a fairly flat area. On outlot A, there is a significant drop-off across the whole lot. And so, I guess I'm challenged to kind of anticipate how we're going to create a retention pond when the slope of the land is so steep to begin with.
I don't have the grading plan with me, and that's not been provided to this point. But they will basically sheet flow that or pick it up by storm sewer and carry it to that outlot. They'll have to grade it in such a way as to meet their detention requirements, and they have to by ordinance or it will not be approved.
I understand it. And having seen what the retention pond is that's currently on 20 and some current rains that we've had, the retention pond does get inundated by the amount of flow that it gets. And that's just from Hess Court that flows into there. What I'm seeing here is potentially we're getting a lot more square footage and street runoff that would be getting into perhaps a smaller even outlot than an outlot A.
Yeah, there's three outlots for that, though, as well, and those will be sized to pick up that entire area. They have to be.
All right.
Brian, is that for a 100-year flood event that that's designed for?
Yeah, it'd be for the 100-year event. And besides for that, released at a 5-year release, pre-developed condition.
Yeah.
Just an FYI, in the current situation, for the rains we've had, when that creek overflows on the range, and it does, mm-hmm. the whole low area that is actually due south gets totally inundated. It's flat land right now, but it gets totally covered with water. So it's not a, which is perhaps that is part of the retention plan. But that's it is what it does happen though.
Certainly. Yep.
Could we get your name for the record too? I don't think we got that.
My name is Brian Rashka.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
An owner on Century Heights 20th Edition.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Brian, may I ask a question, just clarification?
Sure.
The portion of the area that's being developed right now that we're looking at tonight includes one outlot.
Correct.
The remaining has the two additional outlots.
That's correct.
So did I understand you to say that the grading would take place now to direct water to all three outlets?
Correct. It'll take place prior to for all those outlots to accept that detention. Okay. Yes, that'll be a requirement.
So they'll be
part
of the water flow.
Will need to be in place
for the first half.
Correct.
Okay.
Good catch, Ian. All right. Thanks. Anyone else in the audience with regard to this matter?
I'm sorry, one more bigger picture thought is right now there's a lot more to be developed to the north of both of these areas, And right now, it's all farmland, and so there's the absorption that takes place within the soil, and then the slow release of that water as it gets metered through the drainage tiles that are in all the farmland. And I guess I'm looking for a little comfort level that as this all gets developed that's going to the north, the amount of flow that's going to happen immediately with all the concrete and all that development, is that all part of a big plan and picture? How, you know, at the point where of the creek right here, where all that stuff to the north is going to get drained from all the stormwater sewers, and how much is going to change during the immediate fall of rain?
Yeah, that's the idea behind the detention ordinance. So as that area develops, there will be a series of detention basins that would be required for each development as that goes, prior to being released into the Pigeon Creek watershed.
So I would understand that in each individual subdivision will have their own retentions, which the thought process is it is the metering out of the initial rain.
That is correct. Along with, we have a water quality requirement as well that if it's a retention basin, it meets that. If it doesn't, there's some other requirements that a development has to meet in order to kind of deal with that issue that you're talking about and just filtering that out.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for the questions. Anyone else in the audience? Okay, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 19-054, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-054, subject to staff recommendations. Any discussions on the motion or second? Nope. I'll just add for clarity and confirmation that, again, we're a recommending body to the City Council. There is an opportunity to meet with the developer, visit with city staff, and discuss issues further if you feel the need, because the final decision will not be made at that point. To Chris's earlier point, our job as the Plan and Zone Commission is to make sure it's meeting, complying with city requirements, which at this point it does, and why in particular I'm going to vote in favor of it, because it does meet the standards established by the city. So couple different components there. Just want to make sure that's clear for everybody that's here. Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Case 19-054 is recommended for approval. Okay. Greg, next case.
Mr. Chairman, next two cases are basically off of State Street. And we've got JJZ Edition. These are lots 1 and 2 here. And a structure is proposed for this location. You've already seen your packet. We have as a condition agreement not to sever that will have to be recorded prior to any issuance of any building permits for this site, so that we have that on file that these two lots are joined and they cannot be sold apart from one another. The proposal is for a building to be placed right here, means of entry here into the site. And essentially, this will be a display area for and sales of trucking equipment. You have your parking out here. We looked at this and we felt clearly that the parking requirement had been met given all the factors that were in play with that building. This will be a greenscaped area here. The stormwater has already been dealt with in terms of the runoff. There's a purification element right here before that water is then brought into the ravine area, where it will be then allowed by the state to drain, I believe, back to Crow Creek. This is the landscape plan. All the landscape tree factors met the requirements for what the city needed for landscaping. We have two handicap spaces in here. And again, this is the water purification element, water quality element, and then the water being allowed to drain out into the ravine area. The structure will look like this. Essentially, this is the first structure that will be in the JJZ edition. and it will be used as a retail area. This is common for a larger equipment area like we saw with Altorfer going down into our industrial area. It is zoned I-2. This is an appropriate use for this particular subdivision. Staff, in reviewing the report, would recommend approval with the conditions listed. I would ask, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. John, any updates? Nope, since publication. All right, then, to commission on this.
Greg, the area out front that says sales parking, is that intended for vehicles to be parked there that are for sale? Is that like a display lot?
I don't know if the petitioner is here or not. I think some of that may have been.
Yeah, it is. It's auto sales dealership is what we are.
Okay.
We're currently located in Pleasant Valley.
Right. So you're just moving down the road a ways. So I see the employee visitor parking adjacent to the building. There are not very many spaces there. Is it your
Can we get you back on so we can catch you on the mic back there?
Oh,
yeah, thanks. You get to go home and watch yourself on TV then, see?
Awesome. Oh, great. So we will take some of those spaces and denote those as strictly customer parking, probably right there in front of the building. And then the other spots will be used for display.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Hang on, Virginia. I got a couple of questions too, and sure. There might be some others. So I had that same question, so that's good. So the overhead doors and stuff, this is for like pickup trucks. It's not Class 8 trucks and heavy equipment and
no,
this kind of thing.
No, we sell pickup trucks.
Yeah, so
if you've seen our dealership, semi trucks, the biggest truck will be like a F-350.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I was looking at back out distances and things.
Heavy equipment, so I was like, oh, cool, equipment salesman.
She likes big equipment, yeah.
No, not machinery.
But it'll be sales and service.
Okay. Store displayed. I had that question. 1 footnote for the engineer. It says the contractor shall notify the city of Davenport.
I saw that.
You wanted to see if I was reading the material, I know.
It says that on the site.
So we better correct that one. Yeah.
Just a pay cut, Chris.
I do read my material, so yeah. All right. Anyone else in the commission? Nope. Anyone else in the audience with regard to this case? Nope. Okay, come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 19-052, the site development plan for 3226 Centennial Court as submitted, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, great. Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-052, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Case 19-052 is recommended for approval. Okay, Greg?
We're pretty much in the same area with this case. Again, coming off of this is where you were before now. Coming up 62nd, and then we're going up to Monk's Court, where there are two lots that are part of the Bettendorf Industrial Park 3rd Edition. This lot here has already been developed. And now we're looking at these two, and again, that same condition, agreement not to sever, will be required to be recorded before any building permits will be issued for the site, and we will need the copy of that from the Scott County Recorder's Office. These lots will not be sold as separate because they are both contingent and dependent upon one another. For the development, you do have two buildings, one on each lot, and like the buildings that have been furnished in this area before, these are contractor condos, so there are spaces available with inside the structures for vehicles. It's not a high volume traffic area. We think the parking meets these standards as intended. We have this area right here intended for the dissipation of water and storage for stormwater as it's conveyed to the south. and into a very similar drainage area with the permission, again, of the IDOT to do so. Go to the landscape plan, and again, we see that the tree count has been met within the two-lot area. And this, again, is what we've typically seen, earth tone type contractor condos, which for the last 10 years, we're either going on 15 now, have been pretty much what is being built down in this area, and these have a high rate of occupancy, so they are something that, again, fits within the I-2 zoning classification, and something that staff supports the petitioner's, submittal here with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. John, anything new since publication?
No, sir.
We're on a roll tonight. Good. Okay, questions from the commission with regard to this case?
None for me.
I just had one on the elevation rendering. I just don't see any windows. Is that by design? You don't want any windows, no natural light, more secure? Yeah, okay. Any else on the commission? I got one more on the site plan with the hashed areas, Greg. Go to the next one, maybe. Try one more. It's the one that shows the little blue. Is that? No. It's the one before the landscape. Maybe it's just grayed out more. Looking for this one, and I'm just.
That's what he's got.
It's just grayer on the screen. Those areas that are, there's hash lines on, are those the not parking zones? Those are where the doors are, and the parking will
these,
be
these wider
those.
Areas are where there are doors, yeah.
Okay. Just look different in your picture mm-hmm. than mine, so, all right, good. Nothing else from the commission? Nope. Anyone in the audience? Kevin, I apologize. You were last again tonight. Someday you'll move up to first on the agenda, maybe. Yeah. Something. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. No one in the audience. We'll come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, we just like to have consistency with your meetings here.
I regret to inform you, will always be last. All right. I'll take a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 19053 as submitted.
Second.
Okay, thanks. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19053, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you. 19053 is recommended for approval. All right, great. And that takes us to staff update, John.
At the July 2nd City Council meeting, the site plan at 1001 Utica Ridge Row or Utica Ridge Place was approved. The site plan at 4403 Devil's Glen Road for the Public Works was approved. Last night, it was basically a one-issue show. Final approval for the preliminary plat of Wellspire subdivision, approved the final plat of Wellspire, approved the final rezoning for both lots for Wellspire and the Genesis property, and approved the site plan for the retirement facility at Wellspire.
Wow, yeah, good. And Troy, we didn't get to officially meet you tonight. You've been new to the program here, so welcome. Thanks for attending. Glad to have you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, with that, anything else for the good of the order? No, with that, we'll be adjourned. Thanks.